Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Governor Mary Fallon, we'll just pause there for a moment, vetoed the bill that the Oklahoma Senate and Congress passed to make it illegal. It was going to be illegal to have any abortions whatsoever except for the cause of the mother and I think one other particular cause. And it was going to be, and this is the very fact that they're even thinking about this and they're voting this
That's
is
a huge
great
answer to prayer.
It means it's bubbling exciting. Up. It's coming to the surface right now. And, but the reason why she vetoed it, as a matter of fact, let's go there now.
Oklahoma has created a bill that would make getting an abortion a felony. The bill was not approved. Oklahoma's Governor Mary Fallon vetoed the bill. In her veto, she stated, the bill is so ambiguous and so vague that doctors cannot be certain what medical circumstances would be considered necessary to preserve the life of the mother. While consistently have and continue to support a reexamination of Roe v. Wade, this legislation cannot accomplish that reexamination.
So it's just kind of vague, you know, a vague bill. If you read the bill, I mean, we had
it's
the bill.
Very detailed.
We were excited about it because we've been praying that God would end abortion, right? But I think that Oklahoma needs to be praised in regards to everybody but the governor said, we want this. We want to deal with this. And I do want to give a shout out, though, to Governor Nikki Haley of South Carolina, where she did sign into law, which means the state Senate, you know, passed it and all, that it is illegal to abort any child, to kill any children, abort any children beyond 20 weeks.
Yeah. That's a huge answer to prayer. That's a huge victory.
That's huge. And if you've been watching our program, that's amazing, even at that. But just that means it changes everything. This is what some people have said about that particular bill, reportedly, CBN, is that this practically outlaws every abortion that would take place in South Carolina.
Hugely.
So we're starting to see this happen. I mean, there's been so many things. If we don't deal with the sin of murder and value the life in the womb, understand that's why they're not valuing the life of Chris Kyle or valuing the life of the soldiers or valuing the life of the elderly. Mm. And the book Fatherless that was written by Dr. Dobson, we had a program on that. And it's a shocking book. And I encourage you to read it because who knows better than Dr. Dobson with
it's
those things.
Focused on the family.
Yeah, that eventually... This is what he's saying in Fatherless, and it's a narrative and a fiction based on reality, was that Congress was approving of a particular drug to be able to take the life of someone who's at a certain age. Mm-hmm. And so this one particular son was saying to his mother, says, Mother, you always wanted me to have a college education. And of course the mother says, well, of course, yes. Of course I want you to have, yes, son. And you know, right now, you're just kind of using up the money that I could go to school with. Kind of like summing this up. And she's kind of confused because, you know, you love your kid, but are you really saying what I think you're saying? Did you just smile when you found out how much my life insurance was? And so then he takes her what looks like a place to be able to sign up for an assisted living facility or a nursing home. She's in and out, you know, of a time in life in regards to her thought aspect of it because you're confused at that point when your kid's writing out. But it wasn't an assisted living facility. It wasn't a nursing home. It was a place that she was going to sign this document. And her son, in the book Fatherless by Dr. James Dobson, was saying that he was having his mother sign this, and she was kind of, you know, confused about what's going on. And if she signed that document, they were going to kill her.
Yep.
They were not. There was no room that they were going to move her to. They were going to inject her with this end-of-life solution the way they were doing children today. And that is the future. If we don't deal with these, what's going on? This is the future.
Yeah.
And so I want to just give hats off to South Carolina and Governor Nikki Haley. Thank you for the Senate, State Senate in Oklahoma. And we just pray for Governor Fallon that she will not be fallen the next time it comes up. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.